Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes is fantastic. They're giving away millions during Super Bowl 54. See rules and enter for free. You're going to do this during the course of the show today, right? Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. RocketMortgageSquares.com. Enter for free. Sounds like a good deal to me. Welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show. And I will be quite chipper this morning. Feel very wide awake. I love listening to Vince Quinn on the way in. Vince is one of my tabbed young guns in this industry. When I hear a young talent that I think is like on the rise, I will tab him one of the young guns. And Vince has been one since he was doing like one shift a week at WIP. A talented guy. I want him put in concussion protocol, though, after hearing the last hour of the show. Anthony, have him pee in a cup before he leaves. Have him pee in a cup. I want to make sure that Vince hasn't been partaking during the course of the show. I don't think it's legal up there, because something was that was nuts. The 17-game discussion, I'll comment on it a little bit later. But I got so much I want to get to. And Anthony, guess what's sitting at the bottom of the stairs in our house getting ready for me when I get home today? Guess what's sitting at the bottom of the stairs?
Your dog.
Well, Nikki Foles
Nikki
will
Foles
be there.
Waiting for you.
She'll be waiting for me. She waits for me every day. She waits for me every day to come home. My suitcase for Las Vegas.
Vegas, here, John.
Oh, Cox. Here we go. Here we go.
Watch
happy,
out.
Happy place. My happy place. Super Bowl 54 next weekend. And it's one weekend a year. We move the John Kincaid Show to Saturday for the eighth consecutive year here on CBS Sports Radio. I will be live Super Bowl Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Ken Carman will fill in for me next Sunday. I'll be in Ken's spot. And the John Kincaid Show Super Bowl special will come to you live from the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. In previous years, I've gotten to meet a lot of you out there, and I hope to meet you again. Come on by. I'll look forward to seeing you. I'll also be doing my Atlanta show there on 680 The Fan. I'll be doing my show from there on Thursday and Friday morning, 9 to noon. So if you get a chance to come on by, I would love to see you too. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I know Vegas is right around the corner, so I am a little more excited than usual. In fact, I'm thinking I'm going to try to think about maybe a wager on behalf of a listener. I don't know legally that I can do that, but I'm going to check it out. I will tell you this. When I look at the Super Bowl matchup, and I may waffle again by next Saturday, I leave it up to my prerogative to do so. But early in the week, I was leaning Chiefs. Late in the week, I'm leaning 49ers. And only leaning. I don't feel strongly about either point of view. But there is one that I carried over, and I talked about it last Sunday, and I'll talk to you about it again. I absolutely am rooting for Andy Reid. So I want to see Andy Reid win a Super Bowl. I feel like Andy Reid gave me some of the best years of my football fandom life when he took over an Eagles franchise that was poor. There's another word that goes in front of it that begins with a P, and that's what they were. And in my hometown of Philadelphia, for whatever reason, people still celebrate Rex Ryan's dad, Buddy, who, by the way, was extremely nice to me when I started out in this business. So I love Buddy Ryan, the person. He was very nice to me. I was fresh out of Temple University, carrying a microphone to press scrums and things like that. And twice, Buddy Ryan said, hey, kid with the good hair, you ask a question. You get the first question. He called me kid with the good hair. Now, I've still got great hair, so thank you. But Buddy said good hair. A kid with the good hair, you ask a question first. And he let a college reporter and then a young, aspiring sportscaster get a first question at a media scrum at training camp twice. And I'll always remember that with Buddy Ryan. But people celebrate Buddy Ryan's tenure in Philadelphia as if it was some amazing thing. He never won a playoff game. They had great talent. They had great defenses. They had entertaining years. But they never won a playoff game. Whereas the Andy Reid administration was all about winning playoff games, all about getting to the NFC title game five times, only getting to one Super Bowl. But five times getting that fun of a great season like that. He raised the bar of the franchise that then allowed his guy that he endorsed for the job, Doug Peterson, to clean up after Chip Kelly and to bring them to the Super Bowl. So I'm rooting like hell for Andy Reid to get a Super Bowl. But I also think, though, that the longer the week goes along, I started to look at the 49ers and what they've accomplished. And I don't know if you're going to agree with me, and you're going to have your opportunity today to jump in at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. That's our toll-free number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or you rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home's hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy with Geico. So I'll give you a chance to get in on the phones. I think the 49ers are clearly the better team. And I don't think it's close that they're the better team. Overall team, they're the better team. Star quality, that matinee idol star quality, you got to give it to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, right? You got to give it to that Audi that he's running where he's just blowing by people, doing amazing things week to week dynamically. But did the Titans took Patrick Mahomes away for roughly let's just say 25 minutes of that game till the last 5 minutes of the first half. The Titans had Patrick Mahomes at 7 points. Okay, so that's pretty good. The week before, the Houston Texans had Patrick Mahomes down 24-0. And I think around the same period of time, I think they had him around 7 points or so for of the first half, probably 20 minutes of the first half. Houston Texans defense. The 49ers defense is a hell of a lot better than Houston's by a mile. And they're as well coached as the Titans are and more talented. And if you fall behind 17-7, you fall behind 24-0. That tells me something about you in the biggest games. One, Andy Reid's teams from time to time have a history of showing up a little jittery for big games. It's not false. I have a doctorate in Andy Reid. I was an Andy Reid fan from his first NFL game as a head coach. I remember his second season as the Eagles head coach when they opened up in Dallas and he started the season with an onside kick that they recovered and they kicked Dallas's ass up and down the field. And that's when I really fell in love with Andy Reid. But I know that his teams come out jittery in big games. This is the biggest game. Now, if I go back to his only Super Bowl appearance with that Eagles team who were underdogs to the New England Patriots, it is the only Super Bowl to ever be tied after the first quarter, the second quarter, and the third quarter. Nothing, nothing, 7-7, 14-14. So what I do know is this, even in that game, different players, different era, 15 years ago, Andy Reid's team didn't come out firing on offense. They weren't ready to go, even though New England's defense was a fantastic defense, and a lot of you younger listeners will not realize that New England won their first three Super Bowls on the strength of their defense, not led by their offense. And anyone who tries to give you Tom Brady mythology on that isn't paying attention. Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady yet. He was a hell of a quarterback, up and coming. But Tom Brady didn't make you ice water in your veins, you're scared, you're freaked out because this guy is just like a robot of winning at that time. They won with their defense. And Andy Reid's offense didn't come out firing. I'm convinced of this a week out from the game. The 49ers are the better team. Top to bottom, better roster, more complete team. Are they as good on offense? Hell no. Are they really, really interesting and dynamic on offense with what they do with Kyle Shanahan's plan? Yeah. But how much better are they on defense? I might go as far as to say that the 49ers have as big a gap on defense over the Chiefs as the Chiefs have over them on offense. Sure, Garoppolo's not Mahomes. He's not. Does that mean anything? We'll look at Super Bowl quarterbacks, and I'll tell you whether that meant anything in some previous Super Bowls coming up a little bit later on the show. But that's where I'm at a week out. 1 week out, the 49ers are the better team. The Chiefs have the more sexy dynamic quality, and that includes even with my wife's obsession on Jimmy Garoppolo, which she considers quite sexy. Where are you at a week out from the game? I'm leaning 49ers. Leaning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.